Okay, we're up to the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis, Amr of Yirmiah. So Rav Yirmiah, it's going to take us most of Amud Aleph. Today's daf is very pleasant. It's three sugyas, to my knowledge. Now this is interesting. This is like a riddle. So the halacha is like this. If someone swears falsely under oath, testifies falsely under oath, what carbon do you bring? So it depends. It depends if your oath was to absolve you of money. Meaning, I could swear just lying stam. I could just lie that it happened on Tuesday and happened on Wednesday. It doesn't affect me financially whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It's not a lie. So if you lie and it doesn't affect you financially, it's a chatas. If you lie to save yourself money, it's an asham. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yirmiah, now that we know this, you had in the Mishnah, you had a seicher who rented the animal and then gave it to a shoyel, gave it to a borrower. They both have to swear, right? The item's gone. So they both have to swear what happened. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yirmiah, Pamim Shishneim Bechatas, there are circumstances. You could have a circumstance, it's like a riddle, where they both have to bring a Chatas, that means they both swore and it didn't affect them financially. They lied, but not to save them money. Or Pamim Shishneim Be'asham, or you could have a circumstance where they both have to bring an Asham, where they both lied and it was to save them financially. Pamim Shaseicher Bechatas Vashayel Be'asham, and you could have a situation where the Seicher brings a Chatas and the Shayel brings an Asham. Pamim Shaseicher Bechatas Vashayel Be'asham Vashayel Bechatas. Basically, every permutation is possible. It's like a riddle. So how do we figure this out? So it says the Gemara HaKeitzad. So here's the rule. Kfiras Maman Asham. If you lied under oath, if you testified under, testified as a lie under oath, and it was to save you money, you bring an asham. Bitei sifisayim, if you stam lied, zachatas. So here's the case. Shneim chatas. How do you have both people being a chatas? They both lied, and it was not to save them financially. So here's the case. Mesa kadarka. Okay, the animal died naturally. Now what's the halach of the animal dies naturally? It's an oinus. So the soicher is potter, and the shoyel is chayiv. That's the halacha. They both lied, though. Instead of saying the animal died naturally, vamrunensa, they say that it was attacked by thieves. It was shot by thieves.
Why?
No idea. No reason. They lied. Whatever reason they lied. So this case where they lied, it didn't help them at all. The seicher is still potter in both cases because it's an oinus. It's just a different oinus. The shayel is both chayiv in both cases because it's an oinus. It's just a different oinus. Basically, they just changed what the oinus was. So says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara, ben kachu ben kachatas. They're both going to chatas because it didn't affect them financially at all. You understand? Before, they lied, but it didn't affect them financially. They both just lied to change it from onus A to onus B. It didn't, it wasn't swept away by the tidal wave, it was struck by lightning. I don't know, whatever. Why would it? There was no idea. So they both, the halacha doesn't change. They both just lied, so they both bring a chatas. Says the Gemara, Shnei Mesh Asham. I could bring a situation where they both lied to try to save them financially. What's the case? The case is the animal was stolen. Now, what's the halach of the animal stolen? Both a seicher and a shayel are chayiv. What did they do? They lied and said, Mesa machas malacha. They say that it died while working. That's the only time a shayel is potter. So it started off chayiv because it was stolen, which is chayiv for both, but they lied to say that it's a super oinus that would exempt both. So they went from both chayiv to make a lie that they're both potter. That's called, they're trying to save themselves financially, and that's an asham. The Gemara says, the tervayu kakafri b'mayna, they're both trying to save themselves money. Therefore, they both bring an asham. Let's keep going. Seicher b'chatas v'shayel b'asham. You could have a situation where the seicher is a chatas, because the seicher lied, but the lie did not help him financially, but the shayel, the lie, helped him financially. What's the case? The answer is, the case was that the animal died with an oinus. So the seicher is potter, and the shayel is chayiv. And they lied and said that it died while working. So the seicher was potter before, he's potter now. The lie did not affect him financially. The lie benefited the shayel, because before it was an oinus that he's chayiv, and now it's mesa machas malacha, which is the only thing that he's potter. So it was a lie to help him financially. So for the seicher, it's going to be a chatas, because the lie affected him nothing. The shayel, it affected him financially, he brings an asham. And the last case is where the seicher, it helped the seicher, but didn't help the shayla. What's the case? The case is the animal was stolen. So who's chayev? Both. Ba'amru mesekadarka, and they said, no, an oinus happened. So the shayla is going to be chayev in both, because he's chayev geneva, he's chayev for an oinus. So the lie does not affect the shayla whatsoever. But the lie was meant to benefit the seicher. So the seicher brings an asham because the lie was to benefit him financially. But the shayla will bring a chatas because it doesn't affect him at all. The Gemara says, seicher dekamachay b'gnev avedek atapadin asham mesekadarka ba'asham. Shayla debenkach obenkach yuv mechayev b'chatas. That's the riddle. So what I want to know, Mike Masha, why do you need all this? There are rules in Masechet Shavuos that you don't like. Okay, like I get it, it's cute, but why is it necessary? So the Gemara says,
why is it necessary to write down the cases?
Yeah, you give me the rule, and then I'll be able to figure out. I have to go through all four cases. Like, what was the answer? Is Lafugan the Rav Ami? This is to exclude Rav Ami. Rav Ami Shita is, see, in this case, why are they swearing? Let's say the case where they both bring a chatas, right? They both bring a chatas because they both lied and it didn't affect them financially. Now, why are they swearing? They're swearing because, as we said yesterday, it's not like they want to swear. It's not like they woke up one day and they're like, I have a testimony I'd like to say. They were court mandated that when an item is gone, Rav Huna says you have to swear that you don't have the item. So they had to swear. You see from this sugya that when you have to swear and you lie, you bring a chatas. Even though it was a court-ordered oath. That's not like Rav Ami. Rav Ami Shita is that to bring a chatas for lying under oath, that chatas is only brought by an optional oath. But if you swore, not because you wanted to, just not because your friend asked you to, but it was a court-ordered oath, and then you swear falsely, you do not bring a chatas. That's Rav Ami Shita. You might bring an asham, but you don't bring a chatas if it's a court-ordered oath. The Gemara says, Dam Rav Ami, Kol shvua shatayon mashbiyan oisai, any oath that it's ministered by judges, it's not optional, you don't bring a chatas. Shenemar, oinevesh kisish belavatos of sign. The pasuk describes the chatas. Kisishava is me'atzma. Shava implies that it was done willingly. And therefore, according to Rav Ami, he would disagree with this entire premise because he would say, because this is a court ordered oath, you don't have to bring a chatas. Kamash malon, do like Rav Ami. Asik is not like Rav Ami. Okay, I guess. Well, I'm saying the point
you
is.
You can just say that rule as well.
True, but the point is. No. The question is, like, why'd you have to go into this at all? There are rules brought down in Masechet Shavuos. The Gemara says because they wanted to show that we don't pass like Rav Ami. You're right. It could have probably stopped after one category, but once you're doing it, then we're just going to do it. Okay. That was sugya number one. Not too bad. Let's go to sugya number two. Itmar, Shomer, Shemasal Shomer. We've had this before. And that is, I give you an item to watch. Do you have permission to give it to someone else to watch without my consent? Now, the reason why this is relevant, or is it an act of negligence? Now, the reason why this is brought up, because if you think about in our Mishnah, the whole premise of the Mishnah is, I rent an item to you, and you lend it to someone else. Like, who gives you the right to do that? That's sort of a shomer shemasal a shomer. And that we're going to address that. But before we get to our Mishnah, let's just talk about the standard halacha. You give a shomer, you give a Reuven to watch an item for you, and Reuven gives it to Shimon to watch. Is that allowed? Or is that a pshia on Reuven's part that he's automatically going to be chayv? So Itmar, shomer shemasal a shomer. You give Reuven an item to watch, and he decides that he's busy, he's going to a chasana, so he gives it to Shimon to watch. Is that an act of negligence? Or do you say, no, look at what happened? Meaning, let's say an onus were to happen, right? You give Reuven, he's a shomer chinam, and then Reuven gives it to Shimon, also a shomer chinam, without asking me. And then an onus happens. Is Reuven chayiv? If giving it to another shomer is an act of pshia, he's chayiv. If he's allowed to do this, then you look at the end result, not a pshia. So the Gemara says, machlekes, Rav Amar Potter, Rav Yechon Amar Chayiv. It's machlekes Rav and Rav Yechon. Amar Abaya. Now the question is, basically, it's not a question. The Gemara is going to point out, Rav and Rav Yochanan are pretty binary. They're across the boards. Meaning, it does not matter, according to Rav, that it's potter, that you're allowed, a shomer is allowed to give it to another shomer. It doesn't matter whether you're giving from shomer chinam to shomer sachar, or shomer sachar to shomer chinam, always going to be potter. And Rav Yochanan is the opposite. You're always going to be chayiv, whether you gave a shomer chinam to a shomer sachar, always not allowed. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Latami de Rav, Rav Shita, that it's allowed, Loi mi bai shomer chinam shemasal shomer sachar. It goes without saying that if I gave it to Reuven, who's a Shomer Chinam, and he paid someone to watch it, so he's going to a higher level Shmira, Dalui Ayla Shmira Asai, that it's for sure allowed. Ela Afilu Shomer Sacha Shemasel Shomer Chinam. But even if the opposite case, I pay Reuven to watch it for me, and he gives it to his friend as a Shomer Chinam to watch it, that's still going to be Potter. Why? Degerua Geralo Shmira Asai. Even though it's a shvacher form of watching, it's still potter. Why? My taima, the muscle ben das. Reuven could say, I gave it to a competent person, and therefore I was allowed to do it. Part of being shomer is I trust people. I trust Shimon, and Shimon is competent, and therefore that's Rav Shita. Rav always feels that it's allowed. Rav Yochanan is the opposite. L'taima de Rav Yochanan, loy mi boy shomer sacha shemasel shomer chinam digroi garo shmir asai. Rav Yechanan says, even if you went from Shomer Chinam to Shomer Sachar, it's still not allowed. Why? I don't want my item by someone else. I trust you, I don't trust someone else. So Rav Yechanan feels that if you give it to Reuven and he gives it to Shimon, doesn't matter whether you're going from Shomer Chinam to Shomer Sachar, it's still not allowed because I could say, I don't trust Shimon, I trust you. Fine. Says the Gemara, now, Rav Shita is that you're allowed, that Shomer A is allowed to give it to Shomer B. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Hada Rav Lav Feirish Itmar, El Mechol Itmar. The truth is, Rav never said it outright. There was a Maisa Shahaya that Rav Paskinan, that they deduced that Rav Shita is that a Shomer is allowed to be Maiser to a Shomer. But the truth is, as we're going to see in the story in a moment, there's a very obvious flaw in that story. To apply it to other cases is not so poshut. But the Gemara says, Rav never said it outright. It was a maisa. What was the maisa? Dehanu ginoi, there were some gardeners. Dechol yoyim have a mafki di merayu gaba di yisavta. Okay, every day these gardeners would give their shovels to a certain older woman to watch. Okay? They would give it to Sarah to watch. Yoyim charaf gidinu legabi chamenei. One day, they didn't give it to Sarah for whatever reason. They always give it to Sarah. One day they decided, we're just going to give it to John. John is going to watch it. Fine. So John is watching it. Shama kolbe hilula. John is sitting there watching, and he hears a big party by a chasana. So he's like, I want to go to the bar. I don't want to sit here watching gardening tools. So he decides, John goes and gives it to the woman that they always use. And then, I'll just say it outside. Then an oinus happened. Rav said, it's fine. They give it to John. He gave it to her, so you see, a shomer, shemasel shomer is allowed. Now the problem with this story being something that applied to all other cases is this is a woman that they trust every day. Meaning maybe generally shomer, shemasel shomer is not allowed because I trust you, I don't trust who you trust. But why is this case different? Because this case is not a standard, shomer, shemasel shomer. It's that she was the standalone shomer that they used every time. So I know that they trust her. So how could you apply that to other cases? That's not a great source. The Gemara says, Shama kobe hilula. So this John, who's watching the tools, he hears the chasana going on. So he wants to go to the chasana. On the way, he stops off on that woman, Sarah, and he says, can you watch the gardening tools? Adaz of us igrim rayu. An oinus happens, and it was stolen from her house. So the question is he responsible? Rav says, no, it's fine. So, why? Saman the Chazal Savar, one of the Talmidim who didn't understand properly saw the story and said, "Oh, what do you see from here? Shomer Shemasel Shomer Potter." You said you see from Rav that a Shomer is allowed to give it to another Shomer. So John was allowed to give it to Sarah, and this could be applied to Kol HaTerakula. But the Gemara says Lohi, it's actually not a good source. Why? Shani Hasan Dechol Yoyim Nami Inu Gafayu Gabedi Savda Mivkaduluhu. That's not a good source. Because over there, the reason why it's not a problem, Shomer Shemasel Shomer, is because every day they trust this woman. If it wasn't a woman that they trust every day, maybe Rav would take a hold Shomer Shemasel Shomer Chayiv. And therefore, Rav Chizda, it's not a good source that could be applied to other cases. Okay. Yosef, Rav Ami, v'karmel ha-shmaita, Esav, Rav Ami. Here's the question. And this, I mentioned, this is why it's brought down. We're saying that Shomer Shemasel Shomer is potentially chayiv. You're not allowed to. A shomer A is not allowed to give it to shomer B. Here's the problem. What's the case of our Mishnah? Yeah, the Mishnah says Gavin rents the item for me and then lends it to Menashe, and then an oinus happens and he's potter. Well, I don't understand. I gave it to you. I didn't give it to him. What gives you the right to give it to someone else? So you see from our Mishnah that A can give it to B without consent of the owner. So shomer shemasel shomer should be allowed. That's the Gemara's kasha. This is a kasha on Rav Yechanan. Hasaycha par mechaveh v'shila achor mesek adarka yishav hasaycha shemesek adarka v'ashav m'shamul saycher. Now you see the Mishnah that a saycher is allowed to give it to a shayel v'im isa leimalei ein ritzen shivet acher. Why is the Rav Yechanan okay with this? The whole premise of Rav Yechanan's issue that a shay mishnah masul shaymer is chayiv. Why is because I don't trust the other guy. I trust you. So in the Mishnah, why is the saycher allowed to give it to the shayel? So the Gemara says the Mishnah is different. The Mishnah is talking about a case. Amar lei, hacha b'maya skinan, kishenosulei lahashul. You know what the case is in the Mishnah? The case is not a standard case. The case is when I rented it to Gavin, I said, I'm giving it to you, but lend it to Menashe. So I told you to lend it to him. So it's not a shomer shomasa shomer. I command you to do so. So the guy says, wait a minute. If you commanded to do so, yihachi lebayim ba'yishlumi, then wait a minute. The whole premise of the Mishnah was that I rented it to you, you lent it to him, the animal dies, you exempt yourself by swearing, so I'm removed from the picture, and then he gives you the cow, if you remember. If I told you to do this, then you're a shliach of mine. Well, you get out of here. I should get the cow from Menashe. The answer is, no. I never said you should. I said you could. So you're not a shliach. I gave you the cow, and I said, here, I'm renting it to you. You have permission to lend it to others if you choose so. Therefore, you're not a shliach of mine. If you choose so, it's your doing. And therefore, the halacha is, it's not comparable to the standard shomer shemaser l'shomer. Okay. Now, let's finish up this sugya. One more problem. And this is a pretty obvious question, pretty obvious answer. We're saying that there's a shayla of a shomer shemaser l'shomer, yeah? Here's the kasha. Masiv Rami Bar Chama, Hamafkin Mos Eitzel Chavero. There's a Mishnah later on that I give you coins to watch. And the Mishnah is describing cases where you're Pesheya. The Mishnah gives three cases that you're Pesheya. One case is Sarav Evshin Lacherav. You take your wallet and you put it on your back. You hang it on the back of your, on your shoulder. That's really stupid because people will just pickpocket. So that's a case of Pesheya. Yeah. Number two, Masin Levnoyu B'nayek Tanim. You gave it to your children who are under bar and bat mitzvah. That's a pshia. They're not old enough that you could trust them. And the three one, v'nol b'fneim shloi karoi, or you didn't lock it up properly. All these cases, chayiv. Shloi shamek and l'chashamek because you're a pshia. Here's the problem. Why are you pshia in the second case? Because you gave it to your kids that were below bar and bat mitzvah. But let's say you gave it to your kids that were 15 and 16. What would the halacha be? You're not pshia because they're old enough that you can trust them. But isn't it shomer shemaser l'shomer? Oh, isn't that shomer shemaser l'shomer? I gave it to you. You trusted your son Shmu, right? He's old and bar mitzvah. And then something happens. You're a potter. Why? I trusted you. I didn't trust your kids. Shomer shemaser l'shomer. The Gemara's answer is going to be very obvious. And that's when you give someone, you know that their kids are included. Shomer shemaser l'shomer is where I give it to Reuven and he picks a random Shimon. Family members are included. When you give an item to someone to watch, you know there's a chance he's going to ask his wife and he's going to ask his kids to help them. Therefore, children and wife are not included in Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer. Says the Gemara, time is the Katana B'Gedolim Potter, B'Amai, Neimele in Ritzon Shepir B'Acher. Why isn't that a case of Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer? I want you to watch it, not your son. The answer is, Amarava, call Hamafkid, go to the next page. Aldas Ishto Yubanahu Mafkid. The answer is, you know that when you give an item to someone, there is a strong possibility that they're going to employ their children and their wife to help them. And therefore, that's not included in Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer. Omer Nardoi. Nardoi says, I'll prove it to you. Because Deka Nabi Thani, Oy Shemaser L'Vnoya Bina Haktanim Chayiv. I'll prove it to you. Why? Because it says that it's a Pshia because you gave it to your sons that are Ketanim. Here's the question. Why does it have to be sons? Just say Ketanim. The answer is because it's Dafka by your sons that the Ketanim are a problem. Gedolim would be okay. Says the Gemara. The implication is that by your children, there's a difference between below bar mitzvah and above bar mitzvah. But if you gave it to someone else, all cases you're chayiv. Why? Because shomer shemaser is chayiv. Dim kain, because if there was no difference between his children and someone else, why mention his children? The very fact that it mentions his children implies that by children there's a difference between ketanim and gedolim. The ketanim is chayiv, gedolim or not. What about shomer shemaser l'shomer? I know you're going to give it to your kids. But other people, it makes no difference. If you give it to a random person, they could be 10 years old, they could be 50 years old. It's a pshia, because shomer shemaser l'shomer is chayiv. The Gemara says, Dim kein listen ketanim stama shema mina. Okay, Amar Rava, to conclude this sugya, this is the second sugya that we're dealing with today. Amar Rava Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Shomer shemaser l'shomer, chayiv. It goes without saying, if a Shomer Sachar gives it to a Shomer Chinam, that it's a lesser form of a Shmira, that of course you're Chayiv. Even a Shomer Chinam gives it to a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv, my Taima. So before, by the way, we said, why is it Chayiv? Because it said, I don't trust the other guy to have my item. Slightly different version now. Slightly different version. The first version was, it's the same thing, that Shemesh Masel Shemesh Chayiv. The first version is, again, I ask Gavin to watch my item, and he asks Menashe to watch it for him. Both cases, Rav Yechonah says Chayiv. The first version, the reason why you're Chayiv is because I trust Gavin with my item, I don't trust Menashe. The second version is, it's not the item that I don't trust, it's whenever I give you an item to watch, I know there's a possibility that if something goes wrong, you're going to have to swear. I trust him to make an oath. I don't trust you to make the oath. So the focus is not on whether I trust you to watch the item. It's do I trust you to make a proper oath after the item, something happens. Okay. That was sugya number two. Now on sugya number three. Sugya number three is very simple. And this has to do with the concept of tchilasai b'pshia v'saifai b'aynas. We know there's a very famous machloikas. If you have an item that something happened where it began with a pshia, but it ended with an oinus, do you go by the beginning pshia? So I'll give you an example. The case was that this is a sugi later on, that a shomer chinam who's chayev for oinusim but not for non oinusim, he takes items and he hides it in a hut made of aravas, made of willow branches. Now the reason why he does that is because to protect, I guess, from trappers, right? Is that a pshia? Yeah. If you keep items in a flammable hut, that's a very, very foolish idea. It's tchasa b'pshia. And then what happened was, it got struck by lightning. That's an oinus. But tchilasa b'pshia, so it was pshia for me to leave it in such a situation. At the end of the day, it got struck by lightning, it would have been ruined regardless. Simple, what just happened in Taiwan, right? There's a big earthquake, right? So you hid the items in a very shvacha hiding place. So the pshia. But then there was a giant tsunami or earthquake, the whole thing got ruined. It would have happened anyway. Maybe, but pshia, it's cause of pshia, so I've been fine. Now, yeah, so actually, the case, more specifically, is I hid the item in a flammable hut, which is a pshia, but then it was robbed. So the robbing really didn't...
Flammable hut.
Huh? A hut made of aravas. Very flammable.
A straw hut,
but instead of
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
It would have been stolen anyway.
I was pshia in my guarding. I did something that was negligent. The negligence did not affect the outcome, but from my perspective, I was negligent. So do you look at my action or do you look at the end result? That's the machlekes later on. Very relevant to what we're about to do. Okay, well, this is next week. We'll get to that machlekes. But know that before we start our discussion. Amarava, I'm sorry, Itmar, Poshaba, if I as a shomer was negligent, okay, V'yotzel Agam, so I was negligent, I left the door open, the animal walked out on its own. Complete negligence. Where did it go? It went to the swamp. Umesa kadarka, and then it had a heart attack in the swamp. So, tchilasai b'pshia, v'saifai ba'oinus. So it's a tchilasai b'pshia, so it begins with a pshia, by me leaving the door open. But then an oinus happens because it got a heart attack. So the question is it chayiv or potter? Abaye mishmei de rabba amar chayiv, rab mishmei de amar potter. B'chayiv is abaye v'rava, what rabba said. Abaye says chayiv, rava says potter. But says abaye and rava, they feel this case is independent of tchilas b'shia seif b'aynas. Meaning, abaye shita is that it's chayiv in this case, even if you hold tchilas b'shia seif b'aynas as potter, this case is worse. Rav is going to say the opposite, by the way. Rav is going to say that even if you hold tchilas b'shia seif b'aynas is chayiv, this case is better. Says the Gemara. Abaye mishmei de rabba amar chayiv. Abaye says the name of rabba in such a case, you're chayiv. And he says an extra line, kol daina deloidoin kahaydina lav dainahu. And anyone who does not judge accordingly is not a real judge. It's a strong lashon. Loi mi boi lamanda omar. Tchilasa b'shisa b'nes chayiv. D'chayiv. El afi lamanda omar. Tchilasa b'shisa b'nes poter. Halcha chayiv. Abaye says over here, it's worse than the average tchilasa b'shisa b'nes. And over here, it's chayiv and kuli alma. Mai taima. Because he says perhaps the swamp air aided the death. Meaning, Over here, it's not just Chilas HaMashiach Sefer Ba'Oinis. Maybe the death was partially due to the bad swamp air. And therefore, because it might be Chilas HaMashiach V'Sefer Ba'Oinis, the end result might have been due to the Pshia, and therefore I think it's Chayiv in this case, L'Kuli Alma. That's a bias take. Rava says the opposite. Rava B'Shea the Rabba Amar Potter, called Dainadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayadayad Says Rava, I think this case is way better than Tchlas of Shia Seif Bainus. Why? My time, Damrin and Malach HaMavis. Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. Rava says, who killed the animal? The Malach HaMavis. You don't think the Malach HaMavis can find it wherever it is? Meaning, in other cases, you could say, at least your negligence, you know, it's somewhat responsible for the end result. Over here, nothing. It's a Malach HaMavis. So what do you think? The Malach HaMavis couldn't have caught the animal if he was in. It died, he got a heart attack. He would have gotten a heart attack wherever it was. Mm-hmm. Malach HaMavis. Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. It's Machlek is Abaye Rava. Says the Gemara, Umaydi Rava. Amaydi Abaye. Abaye is Maydi. The Hajjal be Mara Umaysa the Potter. Although Abaye holds that if the animal, if you left the door open and the animal walks to the swamp, it gets a heart attack, you're Chayiv. Abaye is Maydi that if the animal were to back in, let's say the animal leaves and then comes back, it comes back home and then gets a heart attack, you're Potter. Why? Because even Abaye's whole point is the reason why you're chayiv is because the swamp air might have led to the death. Over here, it didn't have a heart attack in the swamp. It had a heart attack in its bed. It came home. Therefore, Abaye says that's the kuli alma potter. The hodrelei, the lekelameh have the agma katla. Umaydi Rav, and the opposite. Rav is maydi that it's chayiv. Kolecha de ignav gonav ba'agam. Umeisa kedarka beganiv. De chayiv maitaima. De shavka malach amavis bebeisa de ganva have a kaima. Oh, what if like this? You're Pesheya, yeah? You leave the door open. If the animal were to just walk to the swamp and get a heart attack, Rava would say you're Potter. Why? Because the Malach HaMavis can get it anyway. What's the difference? But what if before it had a heart attack, it was robbed? Someone stole the animal. The robber took it to his house and it had a heart attack in the robber's house. Then a Rava says, you're Chayiv. Why? Because even without the Malach HaMavis, where is it? It was stolen. So because your action led to being robbed.
I'm confused here, Rob. Do you mind giving
me which one?
The Malach HaMavis business. Just if you could just maybe it's too much.
It's a little too much. It's Rabba Shita of normally Tchlas of Shiva Sabinus is Potter, but it's Chayiv, but over here it's Potter because the animal died. What's the difference where the animal was? It doesn't matter whether it went to the swamp or not. Malach HaMavis is going to get it. What's the difference? But it says Moida Rava. Rava is Moida. Kol Heicha de Igniv Ganiv. That if an animal were to steal it while it was by the swamp and then brings it back to his home, Umeisa Kedarik, and then it gets a heart attack, the Yerchayiv, why? My Taima. De Yishavke Malach HaMavis. Because if not for the Malach HaMavis, you see, let's say Rava's point is that the Malach HaMavis doesn't care wherever it is. It's a complete oinus, unrelated to my actions. Let's say minus the Malach HaMavis. If the animal was stolen, then you're responsible for the animal being stolen. So that's Rava's shita. Amr le Abaye le Rava, Lidi dach de Amrit, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha Mali Hasam. Abaye says to Rava, your shita, that you're saying about the Malach HaMavis, that Mali Hocha Mali Hasam, that the Malach HaMavis will get you wherever you are, and therefore, I'm not responsible for that. Hada oise Rav Abba bar Mamal Rav Ami, Vishani Vishanasu Abaye le Meshus Lahashel. It's a very clever point. Abaye says to Rava, according to you, that there's such a svar of Malach HaMavis is going to get you, I'm not responsible. What's the kasha from our Mishnah? Remember, we had Shomer Shemasul Shomer, yeah? Chayiv Potter. Mechleg is Rav Rav Yechonah. So he asked Rav Yechonah a kasha from our Mishnah. You're saying that a Shomer cannot give to another Shomer. Our Mishnah, I gave it to the Soicher, to Gavin. He lent it to Menashe as a Shoyel, and the animal dies, and that was fine. Fine to do. Isn't that Shomer Shemasul Shomer? So we had to give an answer that I gave permission for Gavin when I rented the animal to him that he could lend it to someone else. But the animal died. It's a Malach HaMavis. Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. The Malach HaMavis is going to get you anyway. Honestly, what was the kasha? The kasha is Shomer Shemasul Shomer is Chayiv, so why is the Seichel allowed to give it to the borrower? Yeah, but what happened at the end? The animal had a heart attack. The animal was going to have a heart attack in your house, in his house, Nafkamin. So I don't understand the kasha, Bechlal. So the Gemara says, this is the only part that's a little bit detailed. Amar lei, lididchu demasnisu, ein ritzayin shebe demeracher, ikla oisli ahit, lididi, da'amina, at mehimin li b'shvua, v'heich loimim b'shvua, lekla oisli klal. So the truth is, Rava says, It's a good point. The Gemara's kasha, we could have answered differently. But Rava says the truth is I never had the kasha. If you remember, we say that a shomer shemasal a shomer is chayiv. There's two versions as to why you're chayiv. I give it to you and you give it to him to watch. Chayiv. Why? The first version is, I trust you with the item, I don't trust you with the item. The second version is, I trust you to make the shvuah, I don't trust you to make the shvuah. The second version is more about the shvuah. According to the second version, there's no kasha from the Mishnah. Why? What did the Mishnah say? I rented you the item, and you lent it to him. Well, why is that allowed? Shemesh, Shemesh, Shemesh. Let's say when the animal dies, who makes the shvuah? You still do. You still make the shvuah. So if the whole point is, I don't trust you to make the shvuah, you're not making the shvuah anyway. So there's no kasha from the Mishnah. So Rava says, it's a good point, but the truth is, I never had a kasha in the Mishnah anyway. The whole kasha of the Mishnah is only if you're focused on who is in holding onto the item. I trust you, I don't trust him to hold onto the item. Yeah, it's a good point. The Mishnah, I trust you to rent it, I don't trust you to borrow it. But if the point is, when it comes to Nemanis, when it comes to the shvuah, the Seicher is making the shvuah anyway to me, regardless of what happens. You make the shvuah to me. I don't. Menashe is irrelevant to this discussion. You make the shvuah to me. He makes the shvuah to you. But you make the shvuah to me. So therefore, it's not a case of shomer shemasal shomer. Now, just to finish up this sugya, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama has a kasha from the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah a while from now. He'ela l'roish tsukin. I bring a sheep up. I'm asked to watch a sheep. And I bring it up to a narrow mountaintop. V'nafla. And it falls off. And dies. So, ein za oynes v'chayiv. You're chayiv. Now, why? Because you should not have been brought it up to a very narrow path. You bring up an animal in a very narrow path, and it falls off. It's not an oinus. That's a pshia. The implication is, hamesa kadarka, if it were to have a heart attack on the top of the mountain, hariza oinus v'potter, you'd be potter v'amai. Wait a minute. Didn't Abaya say that you're chayiv, you bring it to the swamp, because the swamp air led it to its death? So why don't you say the mountain air led it to its death? Why don't you say avira dahar kotla, inami uvza dahar kotla? Why don't you, if you're telling me now that the air of where, if it has a heart attack, right, Rav Ashita is a heart attack is an oinus. Why? Because the malachamavas will get you anywhere. But Bai is like, not necessarily, because the air of the swamp might have led, contributed to the death. So why don't you say the same thing with the mountain air, that the mountain air led to its death? So the Gemara says, the answer is, if you didn't bring it to Mount Everest, where there was no air, you brought it to a mountain that has better air. So the air of the mountain didn't contribute to the death. On the contrary, it was great air up there. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, ihachi, then nuflanami. Wait a minute. So then if the air is perfect, then why if the animal falls? If the animal gets a heart attack, he's potter, because he's saying the mountain air is good. But if the animal were to fall off the mountain, you say chayiv. Why? If the mountain air is good, what's the problem with falling? So the answer is very simple. Shayla takfa v'takfa. Falling, you should have held on to it, and you didn't. Says the Gemara, Ihachi will end with this. Eim areisha, also the reish sukin v'nafla areza oinis. If you're telling me I should have held on to the animal, then what about the reisha? The reisha is if the animal on its own went up to the mountain and fell, you're potter because I didn't contribute it. But wait a minute, you should have held on to it. So the answer is la, yitzricha, shetakvasei v'olzat kvasei. You know the case is where it went up on its own? I was holding on to it, but it overpowered me and it ran up. Therefore, because it overpowered me, it's a complete oinus. But if I bring the animal up and it falls, I should have held on to it, and therefore it's considered a pshia. All right, we'll stop here.